This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's a beautiful day. You know, Saturdays haven't been real beautiful lately, but I will say it is a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Nothing happening. Hopefully, weather-wise, everything's going to be wonderful.
Yes.
It's just going to be a great day.
Well, we're we're like officially into the unofficial springtime now because St. Patrick's Day is behind us. And then last weekend we sprung forward, and now I see that there is some talk that there may be, I think somebody passed something where the, daylight savings time might be permanent. It might be like the new time for like everybody in the whole country. Or something like that.
Well, you know, that's politicians. Politicians just love to do these things. You know, I mean, they make the rules and we have to follow them. It's that simple.
Yeah.
You know, that, and they tell me there'd be some places that it wouldn't be daylight till 9 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm going, oh, my gosh, can you imagine what that would be like?
Goodness gracious, I couldn't even imagine that. You feel like you get up for work in the middle of the night. Man.
That's right. And, I mean, if they make that permanent, can you imagine?
Yeah. It's nice being lighter later, but darker later? I don't know about that. Can you just change
in
time?
In the wintertime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's when it would be tough.
Yeah, it would be daylight till noon.
I mean, I just don't know how they think all these things up. It's nice in the spring and the summer, but to go back in the fall, it's nice to get it changed.
Yeah.
Where that, you know, we're not getting up in the dark and all this, and we will be if they leave it that way.
Oh, geez. And I didn't even think about the start of the day. Goodness gracious. That would throw off everything. Wow.
It would, because the sun changes and all this, and I don't know. It'd be a mess. And how about the poor old farmer that's milking the cows?
Oh.
Think about the farmer.
Yes.
The ranchers that get up so early now to go feed the cattle.
Oh.
How about that?
My goodness. Lord.
That, you know,
could be trouble.
It would be a lot of trouble. But people don't think about that.
No.
They
I
just
certainly.
Think about what they want. And, you know, this is what they want, and that's just the way it is. Okay?
This is what I want, and you shall like it.
That's right. We're going to make you like it whether you want it or not. It doesn't matter.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
oh my goodness. This is Your Money with Fay Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
So we've been on kind of some slippery slope in the last week or two or three with the condition of finances. The market has had its excitement, I guess, in the recent months. So where are we at right now? What's the general temperature of things that are going on in the financial world?
Well, it appears that everybody kind of took a halt and said, well, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in Ukraine. We don't know what's going to happen with Russia. And oil came back down.
I know.
You know, oil was like 101 yesterday. The gas pumps are still high. For diesel yesterday was $4 and something.
Oh, wow.
And I think California and those places, I saw that gas was a lot higher than it is here.
Oh, yeah.
And they probably have a lot of gas taxes. They love to tax people to death out there.
Oh, yeah, they
you know?
Do. Jeez.
I mean, they have a tax on top of a tax.
we're going to tax your tax.
That's right. That's basically what they do out there. So I saw that the gas was a lot higher there. But, you know, the market is just up and down. You know, they say they're going to increase the interest rates to fight inflation. And I don't know how that's going to fight inflation with interest rates. You know, they're at nothing now. Nobody's making any money. I had a client call me this week and said, Faye, I want to leave some people some money. And she said, I want to do one of those things you have. You know, one of those things. I had to think real hard. I said, do you mean an annuity? Yes, I mean an annuity. Okay. And, you know, she's a dear, dear client. And I said, okay. And she said, I've got several people that when I die, I want to leave them some money. And she said, you know, I can't do it through the bank. They're not going to pay anything. And she said, can I do annuities for them? I said, yes. I said, and then if you change your mind, I said, if we put it in your name and they're just beneficiaries, if something should happen and they die before you do, we can just change the beneficiaries out. If we put it in their name now and anything goes wrong, we cannot change it. I mean, they own it. It's really theirs. So in order to control it, if you've got relatives or somebody you want to leave money to, you leave it in your name and make them the beneficiary. That's the safe way to do it. And then if anything goes wrong, you can make a change. Or if you want to add somebody, if you want to change your percentages, you can do that. I had a client call from Amarillo the other day, and she'd been with me a long time, and she said she has a trust, and she said, you know, I'm having to change the trust. She said, my daughter is not going to get a dime. I go, well, okay, here we go again, you know. And people do change their minds. Somebody makes you mad and you take them out. I see it happen all the time. You say, okay, that person hadn't been good. Let's take them out, you know.
Wow.
But an annuity is the way to do that. If you want to set up some beneficiaries for after you're gone, the best way to do it is to do an annuity in your name. You can do multiple annuities and name your beneficiaries, and then you can always change them.
That's
always good to know.
You can keep control. Otherwise, if you turn it over right off the bat, then you don't have any power to make any changes if you wanted to, because it'd be in their
name. No, you cannot. It's locked in. It's basically already theirs, and you don't want to do that. You want to have everything in your name for later. And then you dole out the money when you passed away. I have a large client that died several years ago, and she had changed her mind on one of her relatives, a nephew. And I had forgotten that she had changed it. And when she passed away, that nephew called to see how much money he was getting. He wasn't getting anything.
Ooh.
She said, you know, he goes to Europe. He has all this money. And she said, I just don't feel like he deserves it. And so, you know, people change their minds several times along the way. And, you know, lots of times they think they're getting something and they're not. Or they don't think they're getting anything and somebody leaves them, you know, quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
But it's always up to you to control who's getting the money, how you want it done, and all that. Then the other thing I need to bring up is remember, and a client reminded me this week that this person had forgot that you can take off the premiums that you pay on your policies. It is an investment. And the law says on an investment like this, if you have to pay premiums, you can take those off.
Really?
And it is a write-off. So they're missing this when they don't take the write-offs against their profit.
Ooh.
So you need to always... Your premiums, you need to declare them every year. Another client thought that they couldn't take that off to the policy matured. That's not true. You can take it off every year. Add
really?
Up what you paid in premium, and you may take it off on your taxes. It's almost tax time. So I want to be sure everybody has got their premiums for taxes declared. You've got to show your accountant how much you paid in premium, where you can take that write-off.
Wow. That's good to know. I don't know that we've ever reviewed that before. That's good information.
It is, and I didn't realize that people don't know it or they have forgotten one way or the other. Then the other big news is, you know, we've had accounts at Nevada Trust and Bank of Utah. We've been paying a fortune. We've been paying $50,000 a year on our part, just a bank at Bank of Utah. It was $75,000. In the last 3 years, it's been $50,000 a year. And I did not think we could move that account the way it was set up for all of our clients. We had our attorney look at it. Yes, you can move it. And that's what we're doing the next. We started 2 weeks ago. So we're changing all those accounts from Bank of Utah over to Nevada Trust. If you have an IRA, it will just roll over. I had a lot of calls about that this week. Your IRA will just roll over to your other account. If you don't have an account there, we're creating a new IRA account. If it's a Roth, it doesn't make any difference. If it's a regular IRA, you have to have two. But if it's just a regular, whatever kind, it'll roll right over into the new account, and they will not charge you any fees for a year.
Cool. That's good
news. Now, isn't that neat?
Yeah.
It is. And the fees are a lot less. And several clients said, Faye, we've been wanting to do this for 2 or 3 years. And I'm going, oh, my gosh. I should have worked harder on getting it done. But I didn't think we could because, see, the bank told me we couldn't. And I listened to them.
Well, sure.
I mean, you know, it's a bank, and you're talking to a vice president. They say, oh, no, Faye, you can't get out of this contract with us. And I believed them. I should never have believed them. They were just, you know, trying to keep the account.
When he says you can't, what he really meant is, I don't want you to.
That's right. I don't want you to, and I'm not going to tell you how to do it. In fact, Nevada Trust sent them forms, and they said, oh, no, we're not filling out any of the forms. You have to do it, and we'll sign it.
Really?
Yeah, they wouldn't even help. No, they did not help.
Wow.
That wasn't nice.
No, that is not nice.
And now I've got a lot of people out here in Midland, Odessa, wherever, Rankin. Their oil checks are huge right now. I won't name a lot of the men that have got these huge checks coming in or anybody else, but I was told this week that they're drilling on every square inch of land right now. So I have clients that are calling saying, Faye, we need to send money over because we've got way too much money in the bank. Some of them have got $1 million in a checking account.
Wow.
Yes, and you need to move that money on over to us, and we will get it invested.
Yeah.
That's way too much money to have in a checking account, folks.
That money needs to start making more money.
Yeah, and they know it's not making a dime over there, but they're busy. You know, I mean, they've got so much money coming in, they don't know what to do. It's been a long time since our clients have had this kind of money coming in.
Wow.
And, all those oil checks that you're putting in the bank, send them over. Let's invest it, make you some money, and not just leave it in the bank at zero. That's basically what it is, zero account. And you shouldn't have that much money there in just sitting in cash. So I wanted to mention that today, too. And what else do I need to tell them today? Other than the fact that when you've got a life settlement, it's guaranteed how much you're going to get back. We've had a lot of inquiries on life settlements in the last 2 weeks. I think we've had 20 inquiries.
Really? For, like,
That's
new investors?
Lot. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, new investors. And they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with their money. And if you've got a life settlement, it is a contract that the life insurance company is going to pay you. When the people die and they mature, it comes to the bank, and then the bank disperses it. Remember, the bank is the trustee on every account. So every account is at a bank. So you don't have to worry about your money. You know you'll always get it back. You know you always get your interest because the life insurance companies pay off. That's all there is to it. When they owe it and somebody dies, they send a check. Sometimes it takes us 15 or 20 days to get the check, but we always get paid. So that's why it's a good investment, because you know where your money's coming from. It's not in the stock market where it's up and down. You don't know what's going to happen. I was reading yesterday how much money has actually been lost in the stock market in the last year.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And a lot of the mutual funds have lost a ton of money. I mean, it's so much we can't even say the amount. It's a bad investment. A lot of people have Russian investments. A lot of the mutual fund companies have lost millions and millions because they had investments in Russian assets.
Yeah.
And right now, as you know, Russian assets are zero.
Yeah.
They're not worth anything. Their stock market hadn't even opened in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Do you realize that?
Yeah.
I mean, it hadn't even opened. The ruble is worth nothing.
Yeah, less than
so
a penny.
So anybody that's got Russian investments, if they haven't gotten them out of the stock market by now, you're not going to get it.
Yeah,
you know, you won't get that money back.
It's probably never going to recover.
No. And, you know, the USA is where everybody should have their investments. You know, we invest with huge life insurance companies because they are safe. And that reminds me, you know, we do all of our annuities through Midland National. And I've always said they were worth $50 billion. I just got a new statement on Midland National. They're worth $62
billion. Really? So you've been undershot.
That much in the last, yeah, I've been undershooting it because I thought it was still $50
billion. Wow.
They've been in business over 100 years, and they're worth $62 billion. And I looked up how many annuities they have. They have 1 million annuities in force.
Really?
1 million, folks.
Wow. I didn't, I would have, I had no idea.
Yeah, that's what it said. 1 million in life insurance and annuities.
Jeez.
And I think it's mostly all annuities because they do, they have the best annuity program in the world. Every time I turn around this year, they're coming out. They've come out with all these new things. And what people don't realize, if you want to invest in like the S&P, you want to invest all this, but you don't want the risk, then you do an annuity. An annuity, if the stock market makes money, you get it. If it doesn't, your money sits still. It never takes a loss. Annuities never take a loss. That's why they're safe. And so if a person comes to us and says, you know, I need something really, really conservative, they're going to do an annuity because they want a guarantee at the end of the road of getting their money back that their principal's always safe in annuity. And then like a life settlement. What I love about life settlements is that contract is with a life insurance company. We know we'll get their money back. We know we're going to get their principal and their interest back. And that's really important to people. You know, if you're 50 years old or 60 years old, you want to know that your principal and interest will come back to you.
With so many inquiries this past week, what are people saying? Are they just unsure of what might happen or what has happened? Did they take a loss already and looking for other options? What are they saying?
They have some of them have taken losses. They're trying to figure out what they want to do. How safe do they want their money? Is how long term will this be? And, you know, how much do they want to put in? How much do they want to take out of the market? If their accounts are down, some of them are hesitating about that, but it might be down farther. So that's always something to consider that, it might keep going down. So, you know, with this war deal, the stock market is very uncertain. Nobody knows what's going to happen day to day, you know. It may go up one day, then the next day it falls, you know.
Yeah. Do you have any, maybe not insight, but any kind of a gut feeling? Do you think it could get worse, or do you think it's kind of like this is kind of at the bottom, even if it stays at the bottom for a while and, you know, if there's uncertainty for, I don't know, 6 months, a year, whatever it takes. But do you think it'll kind of stay here or kind of go down or maybe recover at all? What are your thoughts on the whole thing?
My thoughts are that everything's going to be chaotic for a while.
Mm.
I mean, until we get this war done, things will be chaotic. Investments, I think, in the stock market will be very chaotic. I know a lot of billionaires, they've gone to cash. They're safe, you know. And, Yeah, I thought that Warren Buffett's companies were doing very, very well. And I read yesterday that overall people have lost money in those.
Really?
And yeah, and I didn't know that. I figured, you know, his stock's worth like, what, $5,000 a share?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you have to be big to even be in that deal. But it was saying yesterday, because I always read all this about the market every day from different sources, and it said that actually people have lost money in the last 2 or 3 years. It has not made them money. Now, individual stocks have, but overall that they had lost money.
So it's just an overall trend of more losses than gains. And this goes beyond the last couple of weeks and months with the war situation and the pending war situation. This has been going on for a couple of years, like 2 years.
Yes.
Wow.
And so everything is uncertain. One day everything may go up, but the next day, if something happens in Ukraine and Russia, it depends how bad it gets over there.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad right now. People are losing their lives every minute, which is so unfortunate that, you know, if it was me, I would have sent some planes over there, did some bombing, and stopped this mess.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a really tough thing.
Yeah, and I know they don't have a really control over the situation. I know the stock market has to close because pretty much everything, I mean, there's like no food, there's no water, there's nothing you can. It's really just a matter of literally survival at this point. And in the stock market over there isn't really part of that equation. But how long do you think they could stand, or maybe not just them, but how long do you think the world could stand with the Russian stock market being closed? Is this something that can go on indefinitely, or will it eventually collapse other entities or have
no
an effect?
I think it's going to collapse Russia. The Chinese are giving them cash, but the United States has got all their other accounts, huge accounts, locked down. Other countries are locking down their money. And some of the countries that use their gas are saying, what are we going to do? We've got to do something. And, of course, all the NATO countries, you know, can help them. But Ukraine's not a member of NATO, as you know.
Yeah.
And they won't even let them join now. And the sad part is the people that are trying to get out of Ukraine, a lot of the roads are blocked, and they can't even get out. Millions have gotten out. They've went to Poland and to other countries. But a lot of them are trapped with their children and can't even get out.
Wow.
But I think Zelensky is really doing a super job. You know, he talked to Congress this week and asked them to help and to create a no-fly zone over Ukraine. And it affects our stock market. It affects everything. People here have given a lot to the Red Cross, over $6 million now.
Oh, really?
Help. Yes, over $6 million has been given to the Red Cross under Fox News. They have done that. And a lot of big companies are sending medical supplies. A lot of them are sending a lot of things over there, you know, to help. But the only thing that's really going to help is stop the war.
Yeah.
You know, and I think everything's going to be chaotic because the stock market is going up and down every time they hear something. So I would not want to be in the stock market right now. Of course, I don't want to be in the stock market, period, right?
Yes. So, that's
you know
not a
how
new
I
thing
feel
for
about
you.
It. It's not a new thing. Faye Bagby does not want to be in the stock market. Well, you know, once I took that loss, I never recovered my thoughts. My thoughts were always, you mean in a day's time, you know, I can lose $60,000. That's what I lost.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And this old boy years ago taught me in putting this money in. And first thing I knew, he'd lost it all. And I go, oh, my gosh, I could never take that loss again. I would never take that risk.
Man.
That in one day, they lost all my money.
Jeez, that's jarring. That's a wake up call. Like, ooh, man, that's like somebody throwing a cold bucket of water on you while you're sleeping. Wow.
Yes, and there's a stockbroker up in New York. They have finally fired him. He lost $50 million for clients.
You're kidding.
Now, if somebody had me invested, I'd be choking him. I'd be standing there just choking him. How did you do that? He's saying, what happened? Why would you? You can't add and subtract. You can't do anything. Anyway, they have fired him. I mean, and I don't know what will happen. They've lost $50
million. Wow.
I don't know how many clients it took to have $50 million in the stock market and to lose it.
He's probably lucky.
You can afford it, you know.
Yeah, really. Wow. He's probably lucky that that's all
they
did.
Could.
Jeez.
I think he's very lucky they didn't tar and feather him and run him out of town.
Yeah. Man, that's a big chunk. Boy, good luck finding another job for that guy. Woo.
And, you know, I talked about that policy the other day that we're filling. It is guaranteed $565 for 20 years.
Really?
And which is unheard of. 20 years with this tiny little premium, which is 0.35, I think. It's very low. And, you know, the man, you know, has brain tumor. It's one of the best policies I've seen in a long time. And then we have another policy. It'll probably be filled by Tuesday. May be filled by Monday. This lady, she got cancer of the neck, and it has spread to the bones in her face.
Oh, wow.
And I said, you know, we want that policy bad. I don't know how. I don't even have the LE on it yet. But I'm saying I'm bidding it if I have to buy it myself, because she won't survive this. And when I read the information from the doctors, that's what made me decide I wanted it. I read all of her medical, and the doctor said it is worsening right now, worsening. And they talked about if they had to replace all the bones in her face because of cancer.
Wow.
And I said, my gosh, that... is a super, super policy.
Wow.
And I know a couple of people that are going to be chomping at the bit to get this policy. But that's one of the best I've seen. I've never heard of getting it like in the bones in your face, because that's what they said when I read the medical. I don't know what the LE is going to show, but I know what the medical shows, that it is worsening. That it is in her face and in her bones, in her face, in addition to her neck. So that's a policy that we really want to try to get.
Yeah, it sounds really aggressive.
It is. And I've already notified the company that's presenting it that I want it. You know, and they said, well, we don't have the LA for you yet. I said, but I read all the medical. The medical is more important than the LA, because the medical doctors say it is worsening. And, so I don't think she's got much time, not when it's in the bones in your face. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
I've heard of skin cancers, but not, you know, where it came from the neck and it's now in the bones in the face.
Yeah.
So they call it head and neck cancer, but it's really in the face.
Is there anything?
So anyway.
As you get the LE, once that comes in, is there anything in there that would potentially be a surprise or be contradictory to what you've already seen?
Yeah, there could be, it shouldn't be a surprise, because I've got the medical. Mm. I've got all of her medical papers from every doctor and hospital that is treating her.
So you've already got a well-rounded view.
Yeah, I've already got my opinion. We'll see what the other people say. But my opinion is she's not going to survive.
Wow.
But, you know, we've got two or three policies we're going to be putting people in. We've had, you know, three policies that matured. Oh, and we had another policy mature this week.
Really?
The gross policy matured, and it's $1 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You
I
just
forgot
throw that out
gross.
There casually.
I forgot gross matured this week. That's $1 million. So a lot of people are going to have money to invest very shortly, I hope. We've already ordered the death certificate on it, and at least we know where he is. And but we've had 2.4 million come in before this one. So a lot of people got paid. A lot of people got money in their accounts. Don't be afraid. Just do it. Even if we've got some that have gone over. And that's a funny thing is we were talking to a client the other day, and he said, you know, I'm getting worried. I've got several have gone over. Then we called him, told him about gross. He said, I'm going to call and complain every week if it's going to happen like this. Because he just complained 2 weeks ago. I've got all these policies. They're over. And we were telling him, hold on. You know, we know they're coming. And by golly, gross matured a week ago, and we were just notified this week. So we called him. He said, I will come to the office every week and complain where I can have another policy maturity.
Oh, that's funny.
And you know, and we have a doctor that, about 2 months ago, he called me. We went over all of his policies. And he said, Faye, I've got these three policies, and they're all over. I'm kind of worried. And, you know, I told him that I believe that one policy was fixed and mature. And the next week I found it had already matured. We just hadn't been notified.
Really?
So that was good news for him. Same thing happened.
Wow.
And this happens all the time. People get worried, and then we'll have a maturity, and then we'll have another maturity. And, you know, we're going to have a lot of maturities this year, I think. I think a lot of these are going to come due. And hopefully our old policies that we're paying on, and I'm paying on them too, you know that.
Yeah,
that hopefully it will mature this year. That's my prayer, is that those old policies will all get out of here this year.
What do you got, three left? Two, three?
We got three of those left.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me this week, well, Faye, what can we do? I said, we can go and choke him and tell him, you know, here we go. I said, we can stand there and shake him, just shake him up, you know. And say, you know, we know it's your time. Let's go. Oh, my gosh. Thank goodness we don't know the man personally.
Wow.
He would take offense at that. Yeah, he would say, you people are trying to rush me out of here. Those old policies have not been rushed by any stretch of the imagination.
Somebody had some extra coffee this morning, I can see.
Well, you know how I get some mornings.
Oh, my. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. Go to our website. It's got a lot of references on it. It's got a lot of information. It tells you how much people have been making. It tells you if their policy was on time, if it was late. A lot of good information that a person needs to invest. And we hope that you'll take advantage of that. Also, you can always call me and ask me questions. Everybody else does. I mean, you know, I get a lot of questions, you know, and that's what I'm here for. I'm here to make you money, keep your money safe, and get you ready for retirement, or if we've already got you in retirement, to make you some money. And I know some of my clients, and I won't divulge exactly, but they were telling me how much interest they made this year, and it was over $100,000.
Oh, wow. And, really?
I was impressed.
That's exciting.
Over $100,000 per year in interest is a lot. But again, we've got so many people that are getting so much money right now on their oil. You know, now's the time to invest that money and not leave it sitting there in a checking account, wringing your hands.
Yeah.
That won't make you a dime.
No.
And if you invest it, I'm not going to say put it in the stock market. If you feel like you can afford to lose it and up and down, well, you can do that. But if you want it where it's absolutely the principal is safe, the interest is safe, I recommend that you put it with us.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Yeah. Kind of like what you always say, you know, you only invest in the stock market what you can afford to lose. So basically, if you have a certain number and you're ready to take a wad of dollar bills, and if you can stand literally setting it on fire, then that's a good way to kind of measure. It's can I lose this or not? And so you kind of have to make your own decisions. But, man, I tell you what, that's good advice, though, especially with oil being up. To kind of take that money while people are riding the wave, go ahead and make the investment and get into life settlements and start making money on the money. That's good.
That's right. And if you're really conservative, do some annuities with it.
Mm.
You know, annuities are not ever going away. Annuities are some of the best investments in the world. And at the end of the time, you can walk away with the whole thing. When you do Midland National, some of them you can't. You have to take a payout. Even when you die, the royalties have to take a payout in order to get all their interest. With Midland National, you don't. It's got a walk-away feature. At the end of the time, you can walk away with all your money. If something happens on that third year, we've got one policy. If you have a catastrophe and you need all the cash, you can take all your cash out.
Yeah.
If you have an emergency. It's the only company I know that's got this many good features.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess maybe, and I may be painting this all wrong, so correct me if I am, but, you know, it's like right now, if people are riding high, and you're talking about with life settlements 18, 24-ish months, give or take, who knows what the landscape will be like then. By then, you may be having, you know, maturities and payouts. And so while there could be something else going on in a couple of years, while other people may be losing money, you may be getting maturities coming in then. And so it's, you know, it's all about kind of like laying the foundation. So do it while it's make hay while the sun is shining. So every Saturday morning around this time, we get into trivia. What is our topic this morning?
We're going to talk about two different things. We're going to talk about the YT Ranch, and it's a big, big ranch, extensive. And A.W. Wright came to Texas in 1883. He started out with a little adobe house, and it had a kitchen, some bedroom, a barn, and chicken house. And he had a hard hand even back then. And Mr. Wright, Inez and Edith Wright, they had twins. As I said, they came in a wagon. They started in 1883. And in 1904, the ranch started out 15 miles northwest of Odessa. That's where the headquarters started out. And in 1896, all of it was destroyed by rain in the summer of 1921. And he started out with sheep. Can you imagine sheep in that part of Texas?
No.
And it started out, and there was no fences. It was all open grazing land over there in all those different counties. And he drilled a lot of water wells. And he called them Big Mill. He drilled one in 1885. It's still in use at the YT headquarters.
Really?
Yes. And he established the very first sheep ranch in Ector County. By 1887, there were 6,000 sheep in that county, owned by just four ranchers. But by 1891, they replaced all the sheep with cattle. And 4 years after that, they had 6,000 cattle in that county.
Wow.
And he had several hundred of them. He became one of the biggest ranchers out there. All the different towns is part of the YT Ranch. They became producers of beef cattle. They sell this beef. Everybody out there knows their beef. They know how great it is. But he was one of the first leaders in the Town Orchard Company. Now, this is hard to believe. Way back in those years, they had 18 fruit growers in Ector County. I just can't imagine fruit being grown out there at all.
I know, me neither. Like, did you say fruit?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they had all these huge orchards. But over the years, you know, it's over 2,000 acres, the YT Ranch is.
Man.
Now, a fourth-generation cattle rancher, a lady, is running the ranch. She's also a master painter. So this is really about her. Elise Lease grew up on that ranch. She says she can remember her trips to town with her grandmother, and they would stop at the Odessa post office, and she could see this painting in there. It was called Stampede, and it made an impression on her. So decades later, in the isolated West Texas Sand Hills over at Kermit, Lease creates oil paintings just because she wants all this to look like the ranch that she grew up on. She's famous in her own right. She said she paints when she has time. In other words, she is a working cattle ranch, and she has to take care of the land every day. She says, I see a lot of beautiful things, and there's got to be a way, she says, to get everyone else can see them, and that's why she paints.
Wow.
Her recent portrait was in Dan Winter's recent photo series on the region. But here she is, a fourth-generation steward of a massive cattle operation, the YT Ranch. And it's very seldom we have a lady who is a big-time rancher, very successful, and also a painter. And her studio, you know, is way out there, almost to New Mexico. So she can paint a lot of different scenes out there on the ranch, as she says, when she has time. She's a very soft-spoken lady. Everybody talks about how good their beef is, how honest these people are, and they're so well thought of out there. But I thought I'd do a story on a woman rancher for a change.
How cool. You
know? Yeah, I mean, everything's always about men ranchers, how famous their ranch has become. Her ranch is famous, and she's a girl.
She's a girl.
She's a girl. I mean, you know, but she grew up on that ranch. She's still there on that ranch. And can you imagine if you've got a 2,500-acre ranch to take care of and you find time to paint?
I know it. This is like you got to be busy 24 hours a day. I don't know how she finds time to paint. That's amazing.
She says she sees so many beautiful things, and she wants to get it on canvas where other people can enjoy it and see it. And I thought, you know, I'll bet she doesn't even have time to go to town.
Yeah.
You know, between the painting and running a huge ranch like this, it takes a lot of effort. And especially when they're not just running cattle on the range, they sell beef all the time. And I noticed, I went to their website and checked that out. It said, we'll be closed during March. We won't be selling any beef during March. And I thought that was really interesting. No, you can't get beef in March. We'll open back up in April.
Wow.
Yeah. So they say some of the best beef you can buy is off the YT Ranch.
I bet. Man, I can only imagine. Jeez.
Yeah. And I can imagine having to work on that thing every day. You know, you're not going to San Francisco or, you know, you're not out here floating around, you know, going to Neiman Marcus. You're a working girl. You're running a big ranch. And then when you've got the time, you're painting beautiful, beautiful scenery.
Yeah.
And so that's why I wanted to talk about her today. I think that's a great story of a woman who's very successful in her own right.
Yeah, man, I can only imagine the time that in the hours that she's got to put into that. I mean, that place is huge. She's up,
it's,
you know,
huge.
Yeah, before sunrise, after sunset. Geez.
And yeah, and
still finding time to paint.
And to cover all of that, because look how many counties that thing covers.
Man,
you know, it starts over there. It goes through Andrews. It goes Kermit, all back there toward New Mexico. Their ranch is so big.
It's like its own. It's almost like its own state. I mean, it's gigantic.
Yes, and I don't even know how many people work there.
Yeah,
I couldn't find that information as to how many employees, how many ranch hands it takes to run it.
Man, that's massive. That's fantastic.
It is massive.
Elise.
So, and everybody should find some of her paintings. If they want to have a beautiful painting of a beautiful ranch, and it'd be a wonderful way to do it, to get one of her paintings.
Yeah, I wonder if does she sell them online, or where could?
Now, I don't know about that. We'd have to check that to see, you know, where you can get her paintings at.
I may just Google her anyway.
She's been featured in several magazines lately.
Really?
They say her studio is very remote, you know. So there's a video from Texas Country Reporter that you can get. If you go to Texas Country Reporter, you can see all this.
Really?
On the soundtrack, yeah.
I'm writing all this down right now because I want to Google. I want to see this. I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, and Dan Winter's column, her portrait is showed up in his recent photo series on the region, on Dan Winter's photo series.
Wow.
So that's two ways that you could do it.
Wow, how cool. You need to have a picture or a painting from her to add to your collection. I know you've got that
right.
One big
I do,
one.
Because I,
Yeah.
I think I'll do that because you know how I love Western art, and I imagine it's really beautiful. I imagine her scenery is gorgeous.
Oh, I know it.
Because she's doing a lot of them at sunset, and there's nothing any prettier than a sunset in West Texas.
Oh, that's the truth. Oh, good Lord,
yeah.
It is. Yes. And you know it's authentic. You know, it's not like somebody sitting in an apartment in New York kind of dreaming something up and then painting it, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's still talented. But she's
but
like...
they don't know Texas.
Exactly.
And every once in a while, I'll be at a gallery and I'll see something, and it'll show this painting, and it's from some artist in New York City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm going, how do they know about the plains of Texas?
Yeah.
You know, how do they know cowboys and horses? They don't. I think they take them out of a book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just painting a picture out of a book. It's not real. I've been to so many galleries in my life. I've seen so much Western art. You know, I love Western art. I love the people that painted in the 1800s to right now.
Yeah. And you can tell the difference when somebody's not, when they don't really know for sure, like when they're not actually a part of it, you can tell the difference. I mean, there's it's all in the detail, you know, it's all in the details that you just don't know until you actually live here or, you know, live the culture or understand it. You can't get the same kind of a vision, you know, from some, you know, from, you know, like New York or New Jersey or, you know, someplace else. If you're not here, you just don't know. And those things are always missing, and you can tell every time.
Well, my paintings have all got either a cowboy and a horse in them, or Herefords and a windmill.
Yeah. Neat.
That's me. And blue bonnets. A lot of mine have blue bonnets. They've got the Hereford cattle, and they've got an old windmill in them that they, you know, they were actually out there and painted on a ranch where they could see all this.
Yeah.
And I've got a buffalo at a wallow where there's no water left for the buffalo. So, you know, I love Western art. So naturally, I'm drawn to this lady's art. And we're going to look that up and see about getting some of her Western art.
Yeah, no doubt. You need to definitely get some of that to add to your collection. That would be really, really cool.
I think so.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You used to have a gigantic painting in the office. Do you still have that?
Yes, I do. Oh. I never give up my paintings. I mean, you know, I love my paintings. And, yes, it's still on the wall in there. When you walk in, it's there to the right.
Nice. And it's a beautiful work, yeah. By the way. Man, that thing is
yes,
stunning.
I've had it a long time.
Jeez.
Yeah, and when people come into my office, they always remark about all the Western art that's on the wall.
Yeah.
You won't find anything but Western art.
Yeah, and that's how it should be, too. And you collect really the best of the best. I mean, the stuff that you have is stunning.
I try to.
Wow.
I try to always get something really nice.
How do you see, like, inflation and gas prices and things like that affecting not necessarily investments like life settlements, because they're their own thing and they wouldn't be affected by that. But, like, things in general, just the overall landscape of finances. How do you see inflation and gas prices?
Well, people are starting. They're starting to tack on surcharges. They're starting to charge more. Because gas is costing us so much more. I saw that one of the food delivery companies is now tacking on a surcharge.
Really?
And I think clothes are going to go up. Everything's going to go up because in order to bring us stuff, you know, we're a long way from the coast, you know, where everything is delivered. I was in Belk the other day. They said they can't get things. They said, you know, this year, like little children's stuff, there was no suits. There was no things like that. Everything is casual. That's all they could get. A lot of dishware, they said they couldn't get it. A lot of that stuff is still on the docks in California. So a lot of retailers are losing a lot of money right now because they can't get the products to sell. If you'll notice, when you go in a lot of these stores, they're almost bare.
Oh,
they don't
yeah.
have all that merchandise to sell. And it's because they can't get it.
Man, I went to the grocery store the other day, and there was like I was looking for like some baked chips, and it was crazy. It was just like there was like a run on a bunch of different things. I'm like, what happened? Is it just that they just can't get supplies in, or what is it? I was talking
to
they can't. It's all stuck someplace, which drives up prices, and you know, it's a domino effect. I was talking to somebody else earlier this week, and he said, oh yeah, I've started to stockpile toilet paper. I'm like, oh man, if we go back into
here, we go again.
Yeah.
Well, and Schwann's, I don't know if everybody uses Schwann's like I do, but, you know, they have all frozen food. During the pandemic, you could get anything from Schwann's when you couldn't get it at the store. The other day, I put an order into Schwann's. When it came to my house, there was only 3 items. They might
really?
As well kept them. That's all we could get.
Wow.
They were out of everything. And I've never seen Schwann's out. And now they're having trouble getting things. They advertised a whole bunch of new products, but they didn't have them and couldn't get them.
Wow.
And that's shocking. Yeah. When you can't get things from Schwann's, you know that there's trouble ahead. Because I've always been able to buy things from them.
They've got some things, you know, like some of the staple items that I know that are usually very popular, like the individual wrapped chicken breasts and things like
that. I love.
Are those being affected with supply and demand? Are they having trouble getting those?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. A lot of the things, like the packaged, like orange chicken or mandarin orange chicken, things that, you know, it's ready in 12 or 13 minutes from freezer to, you know, your stove. I couldn't get any of those this time.
Wow. Man. Like I've seen
which
limits.
Is shocking.
Yeah, like at the grocery store, I've seen limits. You know, you can only get 2, like chicken, for example. You can only get 2 packs of it, or you know, there's certain you know quantity limits on various items. I'm like, it almost seems like we're teeter tottering on that place where you know we could start having some trouble with supply, demand, hoarding, prices rising, and it could be a very tricky situation. It's some of the early signs.
I think things are going to rise. I think inflation is not fixing to stop because of the situation. And people in our government is making it worse. So when you say, is it going to get worse or it's better, it might. Because, they don't seem to understand what the average American is going through. I've had the television on several times and heard these politicians say that inflation is nothing, gas prices don't mean anything. That's because they live in a bubble. They don't live in the real world where they have to pay for gas, where they have to buy things at the store. It's all done for them.
Yeah.
You know, they don't do anything. And therefore, they don't understand all this. They probably don't even know how much a gallon of milk is.
Yeah, there's a bit of a disconnect.
You know? Mm-hmm. They are disconnected from real life. If they had to go home and live in their states all the time and work from that state rather than Washington, they would feel this. They would know what's going on. But they don't. You know, they have a driver. They have a limousine. They fly in our jets like Nancy Pelosi. She has to have a big jet to go to California every weekend back. And, you know, she thinks nothing of what that costs. And she'll take 40 or 50 people to ride with her.
We need to get us a big jet.
There you go.
Could you imagine?
No, I can't even imagine. You know, I mean, you know. We're driving down the road in a. I can see that. Oh my gosh!
Come right on the Faye Bagby Express.
Yeah, everybody knows that I have a gray navigator.
Yeah,
they know when I'm in town if they see the gray navigator outside the office. It's just you know they're not ever going to see some kind of a jet. I couldn't afford it in the first place. I couldn't even afford the gas for one.
Oh, geez.
Oh my gosh.
Man, I couldn't even imagine.
It'd have to be a toy. Yeah, I could afford a toy one.
A little miniature size.
Yes, a miniature one, yes.
Wow. Let's talk about the risks real quick for life settlements, because I know there's a lot of risks in a lot of things going on right now, and it just shocks me that you had 20 inquiries this past week, and I'm sure they're weighing the risks of whatever they're doing now as opposed to the risks involved with the life settlement. So what are the three big risks?
The first risk, it's the biggest risk of all, is it can go over. A lot of policies have gone over. We're weeding them out one at a time, but it is a risk. You have to know going in, can I stand the risk if I have to pay premium? If you can't, you shouldn't do it. If you can afford the risk, it's a great investment. That's why we say you must be accredited. You must be worth either $1 million without your home, or you must have income of $200,000. Of course, with oil and gas stuff as high as it is, we know everybody's income is over $200,000 right now.
Yeah.
So we're not worried about that. But you must be accredited. The other thing is it's not liquid until it matures. So if you're looking, if you're that short of money, again, don't do it. But all of our people, the accredited people, they have reserves. They have money in other places. So if it goes over, they can pay premiums, and they can wait for their money. They're not broke. In other words, you can't be broke and do this. Mm. So that lets out a few people. And then if a life insurance company should ever go under, it would take longer for you to get your money. And we haven't had one go under in years. And even then, it sold, you know, right away. So really, I think it's a good, safe investment. Yes, it can go over. Yes, you may have some over. You might have to wait for some of them. But I think it's still a good investment because your principal is safe and your interest is safe. And, you know, they've averaged 18 to 24%. I don't know if the percentages have changed lately. I try to, you know, go back and research it all the time and make sure where we're at on this. So I think that the risk is very small compared to the reward that you make.
Yeah.
I had one client said that they made $50,000 last year on one policy.
Wow. Man.
Yeah.
That's
and
huge.
I had forgotten, you know, because once it matures, I forget, you know, how much we had invested, how much each person had. You know, 6 months later, I'm on to a different one. But they all remember how much they made, you know, how much money they got back, what their interest rate was. You know, especially if they made that kind of money.
Yeah, no doubt. And then it's got to be some kind of a comforting feeling knowing that when people are in a life settlement, it is its own thing, and it's not affected by literally anything else that's going on, whether it's war, inflation, gas, whatever it is, it's completely not affected at all. It's its own entity, and it's got to be somewhat comforting to people knowing that, especially, you know, with so many people looking for other alternatives now, I would think anyway. It seems like it.
That's right, because you know that your money's always safe. You know what you're going to make on it. And I think that's a big safety factor versus in the stock market. You don't know what you're going to make. You know what you think you're going to make, but sometimes that's not true.
Yeah, if you even make anything.
Like right now, the stock market's up and down every day. And some days it looks good. But they tell me that a lot of people have lost quite a bit of money.
Yeah, no doubt. Are you in a spot right now where you can have more people come over? Is there bandwidth? Is there, you know, is this a good time for new investors to come on board?
I think it is, because especially with the uncertainty of the stock market, I would take part of it out at least and put with us. If you've got all this oil income, that I know that most people have got a tremendous amount of oil income. Now would be a good time to take some of that and put that with us instead of having it all in cash in the bank. A lot of people are not in the stock market. We have a lot of conservative people. But, you know, you don't want to put all that in the bank and just let it sit there. I mean, if you're smart, like everybody out here is, they need to be thinking about, how can I make some money? I don't know of anybody that's ever had too much money.
You know, nobody's ever said,
you know,
that.
Nobody's ever told me they had too much.
Now,
if you've got too much, give it all to charity.
Sure.
You know, pick out some charities and give it away.
Great.
But if you're not doing that, I think a good, safe investment would be a life settlement. I think it's a wonderful investment. And all the people that are making money in it seem to think so. Our clients have been with us a long, long time.
Yeah. All right. So for people to get started, they do need to come in and have a conversation. So one last time, Faye, what is your phone number for people to call and move forward?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. We're also a member of the Better Business Bureau. We're an accredited business. We've been with the Better Business Bureau since 2003, a long, long time.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.